Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, here's somebody who will have an expert opinion like you, do not, and that's Dana Carvey.
an actual comedian.
Yes, an actual comedian. Hey, Dana Carvey, how are you?
I'm great, yeah, and I did see Dave Chappelle's monologue. Loved it. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. We were talking. There was a charity event here in Boston on Saturday, which Dennis Leary organizes, which is called Comics Come Home, and it got a little political on the part of Wanda Sykes, and then she was booed, and then she flipped everybody off and stormed off stage. So we've been debating that this morning.
Well, why was she booed? Was she saying something pro or con about Hillary or Trump? Where was she coming from?
It was anti-Trump. But apparently it wasn't.
She got booed. Wow.
But apparently it wasn't done in a humorous manner, though. She was just kind of going off.
So it was just, yeah.
It was basically,
well, everyone's crying out here in L.A., and there's people just falling down. You know, people are pretty flipped out about it, so.
Well, but you have an interesting.
He tells it as he wants. He hit a very nice note. It was cool. It really enjoyable.
You have an interesting point of view on that, actually, because some of straight white male 60 is about raising millennials.
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I do it in my own style. I'm more of a sketch player who's doing stand up in a way, you know. So. I also grew up in a time where we never knew what Johnny Carson's politics were, you know? So therefore you could make fun of the left or the right, you know? But nowadays it seems like it's more, you're supposed to go one side or the other. But yeah, I raised two sons who were millennials, and probably the thing that resonates strongest in the special is just how crippled they are with basic things, but brilliant, you know, with social media.
Yeah.
You know?
The bit on Italy.
That's actually
great.
What we heard from our son. We don't have any heat in our apartment. Well, you should call a landlord, and then this is what we heard. I'm not real good at calling landlords.
My parents
have been dealing with this for a long time now.
That's the exact quote.
And we called the landlord, put it that way.
Oh, you did?
That's great.
Yeah, we didn't want our kids to be sad or hurt in any way. My kids grew up with every kid gets a trophy, you know?
Yeah.
But my kid, he just for signing up, he had so many trophies, we couldn't fit him in his bedroom. You started putting them down on the lawn. People come over and go, "What's that? A pet cemetery?"
Rob, you mentioned the Italy.
You even talk.
I do Obama and Trump in the meeting up.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. You're going to have a nuclear coach. You can't just go willy nilly.
I won't do much. I just maybe launch just one little one, just a little one, one time. We had toward Antarctica. Didn't hit anybody. Just launched one. What's the code?
All right, 1-4-3-2.
4-5-6-7.
No. 1-4-3-2.
9-2-11-4.
No. You get the wrong code, it's going to blow up in the silo. No. Sorry, that's all I got.
That's not bad. It's the election.
Melania meeting up with Michelle.
Okay.
Don't worry, Michelle. Now that Mr. Donald is president-elect, he'll never grab a lady's fajish.
None of this is in the special.
Hey, is there any chance, and this is just a serious guilty pleasure growing up in the 90s, that you would possibly do a Wayne's World 3 at some point? Like a way, way, way caught up in the future. You know what I mean? Like the second one where you get pubes and, you know, you don't want him to mention it to Wayne. And is there any chance? Or I'm just kind of begging for you to give it a possibility.
There's always a chance. I don't know. It's kind of the thing about when I do Garth, he gives me a facelift. Because when you make that jaw, and put your chin up, it gives you a facelift. Plus, I have all that hair and those glasses, but, man, it's getting right toward the end. I mean, we'd have to really start making middle-aged jokes. Like, Wait, my prostate's enlarged. You know, it'd have to be, Garth, I can't really see without my glasses. Swing would be sort of, you know, we better take some Viagra before we try to swing. So it would have to be middle-aged.
Oh, my God. I would love
that. I don't know.
And one of the greatest characters, and I don't know if he gets enough credit, but Del Preston, I always thought, should have had a spinoff movie because the stories he tells when you guys go to London to see him are just brilliant.
Who was that character, Del Preston?
Del Preston? See, this shows. Maybe I've seen these movies way too much.
Absolutely. Why, I will call Mike today.
Yes.
Does he focus on directing? Because he doesn't do a lot these days, right?
He paints. He's got three kids and he paints. He paints Colonel Sanders. He paints really, really cool realistic paintings of Colonel Sanders. Big ones, little ones, different scenarios, but he's just painting Colonel Sanders.
Wait, is that the only thing he paints? That's a little bit weird, Dana. That's a little strange.
The last time I talked to him, it was the only thing he paints.
Wait a minute. We have a guy in here who has a whole art series on the Golden Girls.
Yeah, no.
So there's nothing wrong with the Colonel.
No, but he's not Mike Myers. I mean, it's a little strange.
What's wrong with that? The man has a vision. Yeah. He's an artist. It's inside of him. He wants to paint the Colonel.
But did something happen? I mean, did he have
awesome chicken.
Did he have an uncomfortable experience?
I don't really know, but, you know, Andy Warhol did Campbell Soup Cans. I think it's something Mike said when you grow up in Canada, you're just looking at this incredibly capitalistic society, you know. And so the corporate symbol of the Colonel, which I think is in China, it's like the number three known symbol is the Colonel, right after Yao Ming and Mao Zedong, and then it's Colonel Sanders because of all the Kentucky Fried. So it's just American corporate imperialism, I think. I'm just guessing.
No.
I personally paint the, you know, the Jack in the Box clown. I've done 72 of the, fast food icons. You know.
Does he do variations like Colonel and drag and stuff like that? Or what is it? Is it all kinds of different?
I think he has one, like, he has kind of a Colonel that's a little bit like the Mona Lisa, I think. Yeah. That's cool. I'm not kidding, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wayne Garth, both with the face of the Colonel. Yeah, oh maybe he's done that.
Does he have, like, velvet Colonel or Colonel Elvis, like Elvis Presley as the Colonel?
Yeah, is the Colonel playing poker with dogs? No, but, you know.
Oh, it's very strange.
I got to buy one of them.
Very strange. All right, well, listen, check out Dana Carvey and Straight White Male 60. Yeah. It premiered a couple weeks ago, Netflix. And thanks for being on.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, there you go. Well.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's a text that's obviously we'll get them both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That caller was right. Should not have had him on the air. But
I think, George, he's going to call back.
I thought he was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
That
I
Mike Myers him. Thing is very strange.
Yeah, that's yeah, very
it's so
that.
Fascinating.
All he does is...
Did you find anything on that, Danielle? Does he put his stuff up online?
Yeah, are they on eBay? Because I want one.
If there is really a Wayne and Garth with Colonel Sanders faces, I have to have that in my home.
Yes. That's extremely interesting. Yeah. All he does is paint the Colonel in various shapes, forms, sizes, etc. Very,
I mean,
very, very interesting.
I love the Colonel's chicken.
Of course.
But it's that's a reoccurring vision in my head that I have to put down in an artistic way.
Well, I think it's your best Halloween costume ever.
I really, I stopped trying after that because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's only down from there.
Yeah, really. What else can he possibly do? I mean, I go get a Burger King outfit, but everybody's doing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.